The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
You may have seen this story, like I say, about this cat-themed BellaBot. So it's from Japan. Apparently very popular in Japan, these robots, and they can be seen and they can be found in different restaurants all over the country. But this is the first time that they've popped up really in Ireland, and there's a number of different places that have them, and they're not just there for greetings. They're not just there with pre-programmed hellos, goodbyes and thank yous. They will actually take orders, and they will return with those orders to your table. They will clear it away. I'm not really sure how the technology exists. I kind of find the whole thing really interesting, and we're going to find out exactly what is involved and how advanced they are and how much it all costs with a kind of a robotics expert in just a moment. But Paul is back in the line. Paul, apologies there. Gremlins in the system. Tell me, are these the solution to the staff shortage crisis?
Yeah, Kieran, sorry about that. Technology letting us down today.
Yeah, exactly.
Start the conversation. on point. And look, I saw that article myself, and I've seen them around, read the article in the Irish Times. Yeah, very interesting. But a very novel idea, and I think genius marketing way to be able to do something different in your restaurant. But I don't think it's the answer, nor will it solve the problem of our shortages of staff in the country, I'm afraid.
How bad is that problem of staff shortages?
I think, look, that the shortage has been certainly around a long time. It's not going away, and it was identified years and years ago, but obviously COVID has made it a lot worse. I think we've lost a generation of kind of 19, 20-year-olds that would have come into us at part-time. So that has certainly impacted us for our casual employees at weekends. But overall, staffing is an issue, especially in the chefs. The chefing side of things. So, unfortunately, a robot in the kitchen is certainly not going to work. Whatever has a robot out on the restaurant floor would do.
Yeah, I mean, if importing en masse robots to staff restaurants and cafes up and down the country is not the solution short term, is there a solution, or is it just going to be a case of muddling through?
Well, I think, look, obviously the issue has been highlighted more and more lately, but we've had a staff shortage for a long time, certainly in the hospitality sector. And I think it is just going to be a case, unfortunately, of muscling through. There is obviously, different avenues opening up. It has been made a lot easier for us to get visas to bring staff in from abroad, but certainly within Ireland itself, we are nearly at full employment, so people aren't out there. We just don't have the staff there in the first place. And people, as I said, we've certainly lost out in the last couple of years because of COVID and missing that generation of young 19, 20-year-olds looking for the weekend work. So we kind of missed a few of them. So that's certainly impacting us at the moment as well.
All right. Well, listen, if they're not necessarily the solution to the crisis, maybe they will fill a few or plug a few little holes in the system. But I promised we would try to work out how the technology itself is or has been put together and how it all operates. Dr. Conor McGinn is with us. He's an assistant professor at the School of Engineering in Trinity College. Conor, are these particularly advanced robots we're talking about?
Good afternoon, Kieran. I wouldn't say so. They've been around for quite a while, actually. It's just one of the first times we're seeing them in Ireland. As the technology goes, they move around and with wheels. They have sensors on them that are able to detect people, and they build maps. So they're quite similar in some respects to the vacuum cleaners I'm sure your listeners are familiar with. So at the core, they're very similar to that. I think what's making them interesting now is that they're starting to interact with people, whereas your vacuum cleaner likely won't do that. But even so doing, the technologies they're using, where you mentioned on the intro that they were taking orders, like that's very similar to what we're familiar with now with Amazon Echo and Siri and that. So it's really an integration of multiple different technologies onto a single platform. That's kind of what something like this manifests at. And it can be quite good for doing some tasks, but I think when you see it being used day to day, from I gather people who work with them, they can get quite frustrating because they do make some mistakes.
What types of mistakes? Like what are they not good at? Or what does the technology, what nut has it not yet cracked?
There's plenty. I think, if you take a restaurant, for example, if someone was to move to another table, the robot's likely to localized. There's certain tables in the room, so you can imagine, you know, someone bringing the robot bringing the order out, and you know there might be two people in the restaurant, but it goes to the wrong side because maybe that's where you're sitting originally, or if there's something on the floor, like there's a bag or some school bag or a coat or something like that, like a robot wouldn't be able to detect that necessarily, and you know that could cause some problems for it, and you know we'd expect a small child to be able to figure out a problem like that. So often, you know, the issues that kind of confuse a robot would not necessarily be the ones that would confuse a person, but nonetheless, you know, it can be frustrating because in situations like that, then you know, it's a staff member, it's a waiter, it's the chef or whoever might be there that would actually have to come and dig out. So you know, it seems that sometimes when these robots are deployed, they can actually add to the burden of time, not take away from it.
But are those problems, do they exist because we're talking about a technology that's largely still in its infancy? You know, I appreciate you say it's not that complicated and it's just a combination of different things that have been around for a while. But in terms of, you know, robots in restaurants, they are relatively speaking new. Will there be a point, is what I'm asking, in the future where these just become ubiquitous?
I think it's definitely going in that direction. And I think that, like, you know, if you look at the trends that are in the market, like, you know, just a few days ago, Amazon acquires the iRobot company, the guys who make the Roomba vacuum cleaners. So like, they wouldn't be doing that if they didn't have big designs to deploy this. And I think the more familiar people get with robots, the more they're able to understand what it's doing and they can kind of diagnose its behavior so that those things become less perplexing. People can learn to operate around them. But at the moment, we're not there yet. And similarly, I think, you know, we're very often when we build spaces, we build them for humans. And in fact, a very particular type of person, like people in wheelchairs, for example, find a lot of, you know, the built environment to be inaccessible. So too will robots, because they're moving around in the same way. So, you know, I think there's kind of a combination of things. There's, you know, people have to learn more about how to interact with the robots, but equally we need to build environments to be more accessible, not only for robots, but also for people. And I think when that happens, you know, we'll have a situation where the technology becomes, you know, easier to scale and use more frequently.
And is that true right across the service industry, not just restaurants?
Well, I think so. If you think of a scenario where you're deploying a robot, and even if it's in a waiter capacity, like that machine's not going to work unless it has full buy-in from, you know, the customers right the way up through to the staff that are working there. And if it doesn't, then, and you know, we've seen this both in research, but also when people have tried to roll out technology. You know, an example would be in Walmart in the UK, in the US, where they tried to use robots for monitoring stock levels and so on, and the staff just didn't buy into it. And because the staff weren't doing their bit, or they were reluctant to do their bit, it didn't kick off. So I think, you know, involvement that lasts or is planned involving the right kind of stakeholders, so it doesn't threaten employment, and so that it's introduced on the terms of the people that are most affected by it. Like, that's the only way that this technology will work. Unfortunately, you know, that takes years rather than weeks and months. So it's unlikely that, I think, a restaurant that brings in a robot today will be somehow changing the game for everybody else.
Yeah, there'll be people listening, Connor, though, and I wonder what your response is, who are kind of horrified when they hear talk of this, like a kind of the wholesale replacement of human beings in the labour force with robotics.
I think, you know, we tend to draw to mind Hollywood notions. Like, think of your kitchen or think of a restaurant at the moment. There's already robots in there, like a dishwasher. Most restaurant kitchens, you know, if you were to say, let's get rid of the dishwasher, we're going to have people back in scalding their hands on the water, you know, they'd be upset about it. Or, you know, even a vending machine, that's a smarter dishwasher. Like, we do use technology to make things easier for us and free up people. And I think that, you know, as we look forward, you know, there's lots of factors affecting staff shortages. But, you know, we are looking into a demographic issue where there is going to be fewer people of a working age. And if we don't find ways in which we can use technology to help us, you know, we're going to struggle. So, you know, I think it's inevitable that we will be using it. It's just, you know, under what terms. And I think we need to engage very seriously in that conversation now, because, you know, if we don't, it'll be too late. And, you know, it'll be introduced to us against the way we'd like it.
Well, listen, it's a fascinating frontier of technology. And Connor, thank you for explaining it to us. Connor McGinn is an assistant professor at the Department of, or at the School of Engineering at Trinity College Dublin. We also heard from Paul Linehan, who's the president of the Restaurant Association of Ireland. One of our listeners in 53106 wondering if robots being the servers will eliminate the need for a tip. It certainly would eliminate the headache about how much to tip. Anyway, 53106, like I say, the text number.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.